This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Old School House Art Gallery has begun its season. There will be an upcoming group show, including Lisa Gibbons and several other artists. I'm here with Lisa Gibbons to find out more about this exceptional group show, its theme, and your return to your studio. I'm excited to hear what's in store this summer. When does the show start?
So we're the first exhibition for the Old Schoolhouse Gallery. It starts on June 9th. That's our opening reception, June 9th, in the evening, 6 to 9. And the way the schedule goes with the gallery is there's one weekend and then the second weekend, and we'll do an artist presentation on the second weekend.
And tell me who all is included in the show with you.
So we've got Jane Newman and Karen McDermott, Denise Drury, and those three women are newer to the island, and they all came from Banff. They've probably been here 5 years, and they've all had pretty significant art practices back in Banff. And then Moderima Broughton, these are more long-term Cortez people, Darshan Stevens, Dana Davis, and Kaz Ratcliffe, and myself. It's a group of 8 women. It's a new identity for us, but we're calling ourselves the Thursday Afternoon Art Collective because we meet on Thursday afternoons. And it just naturally grew out of, I've been teaching art out of my studio for, I don't know, the past 10 years, maybe 10 or 12 years. So some of these women have been coming off and on through that whole period of time, and others have joined more recently. I, for personal health reasons, had to step away from my art about 3 years ago and close the studio. So it's just come back. I've come back to my studio. I've come back to making art. And this core group of women who really stuck by me and were just waiting for the opportunity to come back into the studio. We started working together in the winter. And because I didn't want to teach right now, we decided we would just be in a collaborative, co-creative space together and just hold it and not open it to public drop-ins and stuff like that. And so it just emerged from that, and we decided to show what we've been working on. So that's where it came from.
And when did you start meeting up again?
Oh gosh, I think late fall, maybe like November of last year. So we've been meeting since then, and then it just came up in January that, oh, maybe we should do a show. And then it just all came together. And it's a really dynamic, lovely, supportive group. And sometimes we have to process a lot together because it's just a really safe, beautiful container for us to do that. So it's turned into a really nice thing for each of us.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So you meet here in this studio that we're in now, which is a gorgeous space, and this is where the magic's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, what do you got there, Rex?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I just found it on the...
Oh my God.
On the rock.
Wow.
It's not alive.
No.
Honestly.
No.
Oh, that's incredible.
Quite the fairy moth.
Okay.
Those are like the classics with the eyeballs, hey?
Oh. Yeah.
That's going to have to go in a piece of art, honey.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I guess we can include that.
I'm going to take a picture.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll try to identify.
Stunning.
It Rex provides medium for you, for your art.
Yes, he does. In many different forms.
Straight out of the garden.
Yeah. Just bringing an incredible moth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's stunning.
Beautiful. There's 8 female artists collectively working on this show. And tell me more about the theme.
So the way we've worked in the past is mixed media, which means it's a broad definition with mixed media, but lots of things to choose from in the studio. So we work with collage, we work with painting and drawing, some assemblage, which means like finding found objects and attaching it to two-dimensional works, some sculptural stuff. So it's been really pretty wide open, but I would say we're mixed media artists. And the theme we came up with, or the title we called our exhibition, is Between Heaven and Earth.
You also said there was an artist statement.
During the pandemic, our lives and our art sessions were disrupted, and we worked more independently. As the pandemic passed, we reunited as changed people and changed artists. We met less as a class and more as a creative art collective, sharing our new learned processes and finding inspiration. Our work celebrates our lives, joys, successes, but gives a safe space to share our grief, loss, and our failures, revealing the challenges and concerns of our ever-changing lives. Since the rebirth of our group, we've called ourselves the Thursday Afternoon Art Collective. We see the studio as a vessel, a laboratory where we investigate our artistic paths. We use all the same collection of materials in the studio, which lends itself to a unifying cohesion while pursuing our independent artistic expression. Our mixed media styles allow the inner symbolic language to rise through us as we share our visions and inspirations with each other, responding to images and ideas that emerge. Our guiding principle is to freely explore whatever reveals itself in the work, letting intuitive ideas and images arise, discovering the personal language that reveals the unconscious layers of our psyches. We work without predetermined outcomes, allowing the work to reveal an inner landscape, the motifs of our lives and our artistic voices. The dualities of our world, hopes and sorrows, light and shadow, the material, the ephemeral, led us to the idea of this communion between heaven and earth. Each artist brings a personal perspective to this guiding concept. The pandemic experience changed each of our lives, working through fear and loss and helping us to find new meaning, new direction, and the joy of creativity. We were forced to ask new questions about life, individually and collectively, not just as artists, but as members of the Earth community. We seek that liminal space where heaven and earth encounter each other and where the present moment meets the larger mystery. So it's long, but it's what we came up with as a, yeah, just like what we all went through. So we brought the pandemic in because there were personal reasons that I stepped away from the studio, but there was also, we all were interrupted. The world was interrupted. And I think the world and each of us personally is changed in some way. And art making, whatever we do in our lives, I think when you go through change or you go through a traumatic experience, there's some kind of growth that happens. There's the other side, which can feel there's some kind of enlightening ideas that come from it. And so that was where we started with this concept, like who are we now and how are we merging out of that interruption in our, and what do we take for granted, I think is a really big part of it. What do we take for granted that we could just do and then suddenly we couldn't do? And now we're coming back. And for me personally, I'm coming back not just to making art, but just to life in general with just a heightened sense of appreciation. And I've heard a lot of people talk about that. There's just this savoring the beauty of, hey, here we are. We're alive. We're still doing this. We're here. We get to participate in this beautiful life.
With your theme, you're saying around the pandemic, but also just living in a small town. When you know everybody, you're a lot closer to mortality.
That's right. It's true. I think being in a small community where we have this broad outreach in our community, like we just know and love so many people, where you might not have as much of a wide circle in a bigger community, like a bigger city. I'm not sure, but yeah. And there, and that process of the people passing, the new lives starting, I think we're all really aware of it and really holding it in our hearts right now. Everybody feels something around it. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Incredibly appropriate that the moth was delivered during the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And it's stunningly beautiful.
I've never seen anything like that. Is there anything else you wanted to add about the experience of working with these women together?
Just the simple joy of coming together with friends. Oh my gosh. It feels incredible and helps direct towards me personally, all of us, towards something co-creative, positive, helps me not think about the really hard things to think about right now about the world. And it makes me feel more hopeful when I just see people gathering and creating and being positive and sharing with each other. It's something that's really quite important. And the hope and the dream for this summer is that we launch the season for the gallery and the gallery's back up and running with beautiful exhibitions all summer. Like, I'm just so impressed with their list of artists that they have, like really incredible shows coming up. So, you know, and usually every second Friday, because each exhibition's over 2 weekends, and every second Friday there'll either be an artist talk or an artist presentation of some kind. So we'll do something on the 16th of June. We're going to do a presentation, and to be determined what we will do, but we're going to do something. Thank goodness we have a really well-run, beautiful gallery space to do exhibitions in. We're lucky, and such a supportive community. People come out to these things, and I think it's wonderful. People enjoy it.
It's a great opportunity to dress up.
Yes, dress up. Come and have some beautiful food, just nibblies. And the new thing is that the gallery has a liquor license because there were rules that changed. So people do need, this is new, you have to bring some money because you have to buy the wine. But it will not be expensive. It will be very affordable. And so you can still walk into the gallery with your wine and your and look at the art. So it'll just be so nice.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.